You are now listening to 2 inches Deep in the Lair with Coach Jackson Bozarth and Ali Rock, of course, on the mic. We got some juicy stuff coming this episode. Welcome back, fans. Our last episode that we have posted was an interview with, quite frankly, one of the best linebackers in college football. Isn't that right, Jackson?
Yeah, it was a good episode for sure.
Great interview.
Learned a lot, and we were very lucky to have Jeff on the show, also known as Eddie. And expect quite a bit more interviews. We had a good time doing it. We actually have a couple people lined up that Ali Rock and I have been working on. Not all athletes, which are fun. We actually have a realtor coming in and talking to us about the importance of real estate and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that, and we'll keep on doing some more interviews.
Fuck yeah. Anyways, we're going to talk about some other stuff. You know, today is, as we're recording, it's January 31st. Next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. And we got the Chiefs and Tampa Bay. No one thought Tampa Bay would be there, first of all. But old man Brady did it. What's your Super Bowl prediction? Who's winning and score?
Oh, I forgot that last year was like one of our first episodes was
Super Bowl.
Was like the Super Bowl, and it was like a big deal.
That's when we had Dorian Thompson Robinson on.
That's right, yeah. I think we had him do a prediction.
We did. Well, he picked the winner, just not the right score, but yeah.
I said, yeah, call him again. You know what? So I can honestly say, and this will be a tweet on Sunday, so stay tuned for that. This is probably the first time I've been rooting for, I'll root for Tom Brady ever in my life. I just think the storyline behind it is pretty remarkable, and we'll look back on certain athletes in our lifetime, for especially for Ali Rock and I, like LeBron's coming in to the end of his career. Tom Brady, obviously, I mean, it doesn't seem like it, but his career will be over here shortly. Like an era of athletes that we've been watching for so long are going to be done here shortly, so... I can honestly say this is the first time I'm rooting for Tom Brady. And I think that they actually match up very well this time against the Chiefs, given the fact that the Chiefs have really bad injuries on the O-line. Patrick Mahomes may not got decapitated.
Who knows, yeah.
His last time he played.
Did he play last game? I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, he played. He didn't play the second half, or he didn't play the entire fourth quarter. And the Browns and stuff like that. So yeah, I know he has some turf toe and stuff like that. So I actually think that the Bucks will win. Score-wise, I don't think that there's going to be – I think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns. I'd probably say upwards of 31 to 27, I'd probably say.
Really? That would be awesome if it was. But, dude, I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game between Bills and Ravens. You know, when the Rams were going with the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's when the Rams – that year they played Kansas City and they beat them like 54, like 51.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, it's going to be... And it was, they only scored 3 points for the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I'm predicting... I want the Bucks to win. It's going to be like a 17-10 game.
You think so?
Yeah.
The only reason why I disagree with you...
Because Tampa Bay's defense is...
Yeah, but it's like they have to stop so many weapons. You have to stop Travis Kelce. Right. I mean, as much as they're beat up on the O-line, they're not beat up in their skill positions at all. You know, you still have to worry about, I think, their running back's coming back, Edwards-Helaire.
Isn't Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell. Oh, yeah. I
mean, is he playing?
I don't know. I mean, that dude's a scrub anyways. But you still have Kelce. You still have Hardman. You still have Hill. I mean, you still have a lot of weapons. Right. So you just, you know, you got to take into a lot of consideration. Same thing with the Chiefs defense. I mean, they're going to stop Godwin, Antonio Brown, Cameron Brate.
Evans.
Even this Scotty Miller kid. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff like that. I just don't know how those defenses will match up. But I love the Super Bowl game, and it just feels like a holiday. It feels like another holiday, and especially this year.
Not I don't know if anyone can win a Super Bowl. It's Brady.
Yeah, right? Yeah. The only thing, I just don't want to see him kiss his kids and stuff like that. That would be weird.
On the mouth, yeah.
Yeah, on the mouth.
They're all like by teenagers right now. Who knows?
I know he likes
prepubescent.
You know, he's just teaching him how to, you know, do a nice French kiss before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loves his kids. What can I say?
He kisses his kids better than his wife.
Right?
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. But like I said, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the prop bets. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be doing those?
Yeah, you better believe it.
All right.
It's like the one time that I will divulge a lot of money into something, which is gross.
Where are they playing?
When?
Where?
And Tampa Bay.
That's crazy. No, probably because Florida is like the only state that allows fans.
That, I mean, but I don't know. I know this was already supposed to happen last year. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm just, it sucks though that football's going to end relatively soon.
Right.
Yeah.
And what we're going to have is left with basketball, right?
Yeah.
And who knows if baseball is doing baseball, but anyway. So that's our Super Bowl predictions. 17-10 Tampa Bay for me. Yours is what, 31-27 Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Mark our words.
Yeah, put all the money in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're built different.
All right, so this one. All right, we're going to do a quick questionnaire here between us two. So it's a fuck, marry, kill segment. We haven't done this one in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This fuck, marry, kill is Mexican food, Chinese food, and Italian food. Who you fucking, who you marrying, who you killing?
Yeah. It's a loaded question right there.
You know, I'm going to say I've had all three this week.
Really?
All hitters.
Was it good?
It was great, yeah.
Which restaurants did you go to?
So, interesting story. Me and my girlfriend went on a little surprise date. Like, she just woke up. She's like, I want to go to a flea market. And I was like, okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We went. And, you know, this is like in the heart of Las Vegas. So, there has to be some Mexican food there. It's inside the flea market.
Yeah.
Pop-up shop. Like, okay, let's try it out. She was absolutely gassed. People knew exactly what they were doing. Speaking Spanish to me. I was like, give me all of it. You know, can't go wrong. But toilet says later. Toilet says different later. Mm-hmm. Right? Chinese, you know, some shop. Parents got it. It was good. Nothing to fuss about. And then Italian, I made myself.
Mm.
I think, you know, the best cooked Italian food is when you make it yourself. But
yeah, especially if you get, like, some nice hair in there, too. That's, like, how you know it's really well done.
Mm-hmm. Some spit.
Mm-hmm. A couple sweat marks, maybe some blood. I don't know. You want to go first?
Sure, shit. Now, I'm going to just go who I'm killing first.
Mm.
Because this one's tough for me because all these are, like, the three main types of cuisine, right?
Yeah.
Like, what else are you going to name? Like, American food? Not really. So for me to kill this one's tough because it's good, but the other two, I think they have their benefits. So I'm going to kill Chinese food just cause there's like generic Chinese food where it's like you walk into a place and they have like orange chicken.
Right.
But you can also walk into a place and they have like fucking fried like eel legs or eel fucking, you know, bull penis.
Or like a dog.
Right. So
no, I'm kidding.
That's where you kind of like steer away.
Yeah. You know,
the Chinese
section. Another variable about it is COVID.
Bats. that's not why I killed him, but so, and then who am I marrying? Let's go who I'm fucking first. Nah, I didn't want to say this.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of these food like women.
Oh.
So like Mexican woman, Chinese woman, Italian woman. Now, Mexican woman scary. They come bite you back in the ass if you do something wrong. That's Mexican food. You know what I'm saying? Italian food, it's good, but like the woman who was making the Italian food, if you like disrespect her cooking, like say this is, she's gonna beat you with a wooden spoon. So I think in retrospect, you gotta fuck Mexican food. It's good, meantime, but you can't eat it every day. But you gotta marry Italian food because, man, pasta, you get the meatballs, you get the ravioli, cannoli, all that good stuff. Like, just can't go wrong. And then pizza's also Italian food. Never go wrong with pizza.
Right. You're going to hate me because my list is the entirely same. And it's funny because when you first sent me the script, I thought we were basing off women. Kidding.
Yeah.
It said food, clearly. So we'll just start off with Chinese. I've been having like the same Chinese food my entire life. You know what I mean? Like
same place, everything?
I wouldn't say same place, but like regardless of the place I get, I'm probably going to get the same items.
What is it?
Usually it's like fried rice, some chow mein, orange chicken, maybe some like other sort of steamed vegetable and shit like that, and then like some teriyaki.
You know, you have it like only like what, once a month?
I would say even less than that. You know, it's just one of those things where it's like, to me, Chinese food's the last resort. It's one of those things where you're kind of, you don't know what you're going to have, and then you look at it, and you're like, well, Chinese is open, so.
Right.
Not bad. Steamed rice is always good, too. I love me some white rice. Rice in general is real good. And then I'm going to go on to Mexican food. So here's my thing with Mexican food. The only issue that I have with it is that, like, the scenery is so fun to go to. Like, if you go to a nice Mexican restaurant, you hear the fucking mariachi band and shit like that. And they come and fucking margaritas pour your neck back and, you know, shove it down with tequila and shit like that. I mean, that's fun, but, you know, you can't wife that.
You can't do that for the long haul.
Here's my thing. The way that Mexican food is, she's like that slut that you love fucking around with. You know what I mean? She's a good fuck.
You can't lock down, though.
She's a good fuck, but you can't wife a whore.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there. Every time that you have it, it's great.
And yeah, you're like, man, I agree.
This is fun. And there's different varieties. There's different positions that you can go with. I mean, you had that Mexican mm-hmm. restaurant. You could go to Taco Bell. You could go to Chipotle. You could go to Cafe Rio.
Yeah.
There's all a lot Mexican. Of positions that you could do. That's true. I mean, you may like missionary. I may like doggy. Whatever. Italian, though, this is who you bring back to your mom.
That's who you meet the parents with.
You know what I mean? Right, this is like that classy. This is like I wear my suit and tie kind of thing. You know what I mean? I'm going to go in. I'm
drinking wine.
You know what movie I watched this weekend? I watched Goodfellas. You watch Goodfellas?
Never seen it.
There's this scene where the guy comes in, main character.
I watched a real stupid movie this morning.
Really? What was it called? Spring Breakers?
It's like the newest American Pie movie.
Oh.
I haven't even seen the other two.
The original American Pies were pretty funny, though.
Never seen them.
But the thing about...
Goodfellas
is he comes in and he's like seeing this girl and everyone's shaking him up. You know, it's the entire Italian mob. Like, hey, how you doing? He's handing money to everyone. That's shit that you're talking about. That's a woman right there. She's going to come home, do the dishes, probably make you a good dinner,
mm-hmm.
tuck you into bed, repeat. She's a wife. And that's what Italian food is to me. I mean, you can't go wrong. There's variety. You can go and get a fish. You can go get a steak. You can get a pizza. You can get bread.
Bread.
You can get, you know, a whole bunch of stuff in there that you just love. And that's why I'd have to go with Italian. So I had to go with Italian.
I think great minds think alike in this situation, so.
And the one thing I love about Italian is, like, let's just talk about it. I get full after having a couple pieces of bread and butter. Not going to lie.
That's how they get you at the restaurants.
That's how they get you.
You got to take the leftovers and...
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. And, you know, here's my thing. Last thing I'm going to say about Mexican food. You know, after you fornicate with a woman, you're like, man, like, do I have an STD? That's how I feel about Mexican food. Like, am I going to go shit myself?
Right. Is this even bad later?
And especially in a scenery with a lot of people, like, there's going to come a point where you realize, oh, wow, am I going to have to say bye to my friends and be the guy that shat themselves real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to take in. Am I the guy that, you know, the mariachi band is, like, picking on me?
Right.
A lot to take in.
I can't say I've ever had that with Italian food, so. Never had a fucking fiery asshole. Anyway, so that's our fuck, marry, kill segment. Let us know who you would fuck, marry, kill. Chinese food, Mexican food, Italian food. Can't go wrong with any of them, but some have to go. Anyway, so now I think we're going to move on to our sad boys of the week, of the past 2 weeks or whatever. There's been a few for me, actually. I forgot who starts the segment off.
No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Ah, okay.
So usually it's me, but go ahead.
Right. I'm going to just do this in a chronological order for me. So last week, I have two, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, as some of you know, we started college.
Yeah.
And, you know, the process of getting back into syllabus week and all that, you know, treacherous. And you need to get new stuff, new calculators, fucking each professor has their own requirements for how they're supposed to run the class. And one of those requirements is like getting books. Let me just say that my bank account is still, like, dreading from Christmas. Like, we're still solid, but it's just, like, you know.
It's not where you want it to be.
Right. And then now the professors, I'm also, you know, I'm paying for the college.
Yeah.
And now they think that $150 books are absolutely necessary.
Absolutely. And why wouldn't they be?
If not, I don't even need just one book for the class. I need three of them.
Exactly. All $150.
Right. So let me just... throw your money at me type stuff. Yeah. You want to get a book for low? No, I made this one myself.
Yeah.
You have to get it at our library.
I wrote it.
No, dead ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is insane. So, you know, I had to buy it on the credit card and I still didn't buy all of them, to be quite honest with you. I'm just waiting till the next test and I'll buy like the day before.
Yeah.
And then I'll just read it then.
You know what I do first day of school?
What do you do?
You know that tab on Canvas that you can go on? Click people.
Yeah.
I always try to see if I know someone in the class. Because if I know someone in the class, I'll be like, look, I'll get book one, you get book two, we'll meet up on a Saturday.
Right. You know just send me pictures.
Exactly. Just send me pictures and we need to do it. Crazy thing is, this semester, don't know anyone in my classes.
No one?
Hate to see it. No, not a single soul.
No, but maybe two or three. No, the funny thing is, like, I hopped on to because I had to like leave work early because my classes started at a certain time, mm-hmm. and I had Zoom meetings, and one of our professors is extremely foreign from China, and like he, even his messages, he's all like, instead of saying like, I'm sorry, he's like, big sorry, I made a mistake.
Big trust.
So I'm like, okay. He's, and then he was all like talking on Zoom, and this was cringy, dude. Like, people are having a hard time understanding him, but he was like getting the message through, and then he's like, I want to know where you guys are from. So, you know, I go last because I think my name was just the hardest to say.
Right, it is.
It was a class of like 40 people, and there were only like 6 people on the Zoom.
Oh, nice.
And I was like the first one to have my camera on because, you know, people like to mute the camera.
Yeah, I don't even know how to do it. I'm in the same one with my Egon class, and like there's 150 people in my class. Right. I'm the only one with the camera, and I'm like, how do I turn it off? And I couldn't do it.
So people, he's all like, I can't see. And he was calling up people. He's like, Adam, I can't see you. Turn on camera now. So people like turned on the cameras and shit, and then he was like going around, and dude was like, he asked me, like, what do I do for work?
Yeah.
I'm like, I work at Dickie's Barbecue. I was like, it's all Stephanie and 215. He's like, where? I'm like, Stephanie. He's like, oh, I live on Valley Verde in 215. And I'm like, well, how about you stop by and then we'll trade, I'll trade you barbecue for a good grade.
And what'd he say?
Nothing.
Ha 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 ha.
He said nothing. He's just like, alright. He's like, okay, thank you, class. I was like, shit.
Shoot or shoot, though.
Bro, what was the fuck? There was like a bribery.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so, yeah. So my sample is just college students. We have to fucking throw money. And it's always this, every semester I'd be complaining about this. But, mm-hmm. yeah, throw money onto books and shit. And then what am I going to do? You know, so some people sometimes don't even use the book.
Yeah.
So just a waste of money. But my my second sad boy is the Wall Street Brokers.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what happened.
Glad you brought that one up.
Dude, so if you guys didn't know about Wall Street before this prior week, now you do. It's all over the fucking place. Like, if you guys don't know what happened, the people on Wall Street who actually worked there,
mm-hmm.
they betted, like, against GameStop stock. For some reason, that was, like, a topic of discussion. Yeah, they're going bankrupt.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And, you know, they're like, yeah, they just bet against it.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason... because there's a lot of people who do stocks, like Robin Hood, on their phone.
Yeah.
Some Reddit group, subgroup called, like, man, I don't even fucking know. I follow them. Just for shits and giggles, see what they say. They had like 1 million followers, and they told all their followers to go and then let's raise the stock of GameStop. Because it was like a $20 stock. And it was going to plummet down eventually. And they're like, no, let's raise this shit up. If more people buy shares, it's going to keep going up and up. So that's what they did. And it got up to like $500. So the people who bought in at 20, they made 400 something. And they didn't just buy one share. They bought thousands of them.
Oh, yeah.
The people who do stocks. Because the only people who are on Reddit was ones who do stocks. They bought thousands of those shares. And they were here cashing out fucking like $300,000.
Yeah.
And the Robinhood was bugging out on them like, well, we don't want to pay you. And they shut them down. They shut down the people. When they bought the shares, they put them on pause and stuff. And Robinhood's in a lot of trouble. Like, they're saying those people are going to be in trouble because they're using it like a casino, as like the stock market is a casino. They're grouping together. It's like technically right. illegal, but not really. And then the Wall Street Brokers like all frozen and shit. So
yeah, no, it is funny to see like the hedge old fund fucks like crying on television and be like, it should be illegal. It's like, dude, just because you lost a lot of money and you're mad that like 15-year-olds are making fucking bank right now, just goes to show. And it's crazy about that it was literally in plain sight. Like, this is all happening and people are literally getting screwed out of their money.
Yeah.
And you know, for our political folk like Ali Rock,
yeah.
It's crazy to see like both left and right wing people kind of come together and be like, hey, that's actually fucked up. Like, people are losing out on money. Like, you're stealing from these people. It was actually kind of nice to see, like, and I'm not trying to get corny or anything or take the spotlight from you, but I that's kind of what America is about. And the fact of like unison that, hey, we see a problem, whether you're left or right, and we can both acknowledge that it's wrong. You know what I mean?
Facts, yeah.
So that was kind of neat about that. But yeah, good picks for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, how much of shit happened in there?
Anything else that you want to say that's sad?
That's about it for me.
Yeah, I have quite a bit of sad boys, which is crazy because I haven't really talked about sports in a long time. Usually I used to be the sport guy, but a lot of my sad boys are sports moments. So first off, the one is the 2021 Pro Bowl. I just think they're sad because it's literally a fucking video game today. Like, yeah. And whoever watched it...
No life.
I think you're equally as sad.
No life, bro.
To be like, hey, like, I'm going to go sit down on my Sunday night tonight and watch a Madden simulation game for the Pro Bowl. Pretty sad. I understand why a lot of people, you know, well, why the athletes don't want to do it. Not, you know, I want to do the testing and shit like that. Completely. Yeah, yeah. Like you're drinking.
It was supposed to be for fun and it's not fun.
Right. Second one is Jared Goff. And we'll circle back to my last one about Jared Goff, but he just got traded for Matt Stafford. And he put out a thing. He's like, I'm just excited to go to a place that wants me and appreciates me.
Really?
Like, he sounds like a fucking teenage girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, he, Jared Goff probably like would go on Facebook and write like this status for a rate. Jared Goff is like that kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Like for TBH.
Yeah, like for a TBH. Like, like this if you think I'm cute.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like this if you date me. That's where I see Jared Goff right now, which, you know, it's crazy because I am a fan of him. I think he kind of got the shitty end of the stick, had a really tough injury with his throwing hand and stuff this year. But circle back, my sad boy, I literally wrote down Jack Sports moments. As a Colts fan, I was looking incredibly forward to having Matty Stafford sling the fucking rock in Indy. And for him to go to L.A. over Indianapolis, I understand the scenery aspect of that, but I was hurting for sure because I don't really know where the Colts go from here now. Like, do we get Carson Wentz? Do we draft? Do we beg Andrew Luck on our hands and knees to come back? Like, I don't really know where we go as a franchise, which is pretty sad. And then also last week, I went to Utah. Had a great trip, man. Like, I'm having a good time skiing. I was the only one skiing because I'm a natural born athlete. Didn't fall all that much. All my other friends were, you know, eating shit. I have videos of it. I'm just a stone cold killer.
Gliding, yeah.
You know what I mean? Flying. I haven't gone skiing in 10 years and I just picked it up like that.
Yeah.
Riding a bike. At night we go home and, you know, I've said it on this podcast before, I ride Conor McGregor's nuts. Tough.
I knew
hard.
It. I knew it. You used to look like him.
Hard. I used to look like him. I shave my face now because I'm getting fucking hard. That's why. For those of you guys who think that's probably a sexual
thing. He doesn't mean an erection.
Yeah, that's not what I mean. But anyways, I'm you know, riding his nuts and I'm looking forward to having a good time. Okay, I'm looking forward to, you know, watching this, and I'm drinking pretty heavy. This is probably the first time I ever had Fireball.
Ah, and the last.
Okay, wasn't the last because it was pretty damn good. Because here's my thing: I've told you guys about my favorite candy is hot tamales. So I was like,
you're a scum of the earth.
This is like really good. So I'm pounding them, and like I've heard people's experiences with Fireball. Sometimes they get like aggressive and they get, you know, stuff like that.
Sure, I
wasn't aggressive at all, but when Conor McGregor got knocked out. You guys are going to make fun of me. You guys can call me a pussy. I got emotional.
This is the end of his career.
I'm not saying it was the end of his career, but like, and I'm not saying that I cried, but there was some like,
your voice cracked a little bit.
There was some weird shit going on in my eyes where I was like, am I legitimately sad right now? Like, I didn't understand it. I kept on walking around with my hands over my head and like pacing. And bro, I shit you not, I woke up the next morning and I was praying that it was just a bad dream.
Wow.
It was a bad dream. And I don't know how to correctly say it on the mic on how upset I was about it, but it ruined my day. Like I was so upset. Like for that day, I went skiing. I had such a good time. We cooked. We had my buddy made a nice ass steak. We're eating good, drinking good, doing some other things that were awesome. Felt just fucking fantastic. And for that to happen, it just killed
my mood. That's like one thing I remember about the trip.
And the thing about it, though, too, is like he lost to Dustin Poirier, which is such a good human being, like, which made it even harder because I wish like Dustin Poirier was a piece of shit so I could
like a Nate Diaz type stuff.
I like Nate Diaz.
You do like him, but like there was like either Conor or Nate.
Right. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what happened with Conor McGregor because he just turned into a nice guy and shit like that.
But he was doing pretty good.
First round, yeah. He was. Saying, you know, he was throwing some shit, but I don't know. So I don't know what happens now with Conor McGregor. I think he's going to do the trilogy and stuff like that. That sucked. And I hope he grows back his hair because this shave shit's just not working.
Yeah.
He's lost twice as a shaved head. One time to Nate Diaz. And I don't know. He looked fucking fit, though. Like, I remember, like, texting in my group chat when he lost. And I said, I think I need to go for a run to clear my mind. Like, I felt I went through a breakup.
Oh, my God.
And if that's not being a great fan, I don't know what is. I'll write him a letter.
You should.
I'll write him a letter and just be like, listen, let's get off your ass. Let's get off the fucking yacht. And let me put the paws up. You can punch my hands, motherfucker. Let's run it.
I'll quit my job right now.
Yeah. I'll stop being a plumber. Mm-hmm. He didn't, you know what I mean? I don't know. It sucked, though. I was legitimately sad. I felt like for the older generation of people, you know, they remember when Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas. I mean, that's kind of how I felt, is just like seeing my idol lose in that way. Like, I've seen him lose before, and it was a little different. Like, submissions, it doesn't really constitute as the same thing. But, like, to see him knocked out the way that he was against the cage mercilessly, and, like, all the memes... Yeah. I couldn't go on social media because I was about to fight some people on social media. So,
is what it is. Don't make fun of him.
Yeah, like
Twitter would have been fucking crazy, huh?
You don't have the balls to do what he has to do. Right. So that was kind of one of those things. But I kind of talked a lot about that. If you guys don't know, I really love Conor McGregor. So
we've heard.
Yeah.
Is that all your sad boys?
That is all my sad boys.
Jeez,
yes.
Saddest of them all, huh?
Yeah.
It's probably you. All right. Well, now we're gonna move on to our Mount Rushmore, and this week we're doing gym moments or like workout moments or scenarios, related to that topic.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
We just say this because
I may be completely off. I think so.
Think so. Yeah, I would say this because as some people may know here, Jackson Bozarth is changing his life around.
Mm-hmm.
Because I call him a fat fuck apparently.
Yeah.
And now he's just, I don't know, he's going hard, as he would say.
Yeah, I am.
And inspired me to do the same thing. I'm working out now, eating better. I was in the gym today, actually. Feeling it, not gonna lie. Yeah. Went hard because I was mad at myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like, what's some gym moments? You walk into the gym, like, or you're in the gym working out, like, some moments that you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad you said yeah, because I'm just gonna come off strong right now.
Go ahead.
Favorite part of coming in the gym is seeing the naked guys in the bathroom. You know,
the old ones.
And typically it's the old guys just walking around their fucking junk. And here's my thing about old people. When do they stop shaving? I just want to know. I just want to know, because I haven't seen a hairless shaved gooch. Or not a gooch, but like, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
Fupa?
Fupa type thing, you know what I mean? Like, going to the gym and I just know that I'm going to walk into that bathroom because I usually take a piss before I work out.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, and you know, got to wash my hands, got to just kind of go in like completely empty. And you walk in and there's just that dude chilling around with his junk out there. And here's my thing. People are like, well, don't look. For whatever reason, those motherfuckers want to come straight into my line of vision. So that's how I'm going to start off that Mount Rushmore. Just fucking hairy ball sack.
You know, yeah, and I love it. It's like I always see them with the socks on.
Yeah.
And they always have like this like flappy ass too to them. You know what I'm saying? I was like, dude. And I know they're not fucking lifting. They have to be just like in the sauna.
They're probably the guys that like walk around on the track and with their like the little 2-pound weights and get groovy with it. I love that.
Right. That's their workout.
Mm-hmm. And I love that they wear, you know, the same underwear too. All the old people have the same
underwear. White underwear?
Yep, with white socks.
Dude, the Hanes. Man, I swear to God. All right. So this one, I just like walking into an empty gym. You're just like, you're the only one there. I'm like, yeah.
Without Harry Balsack.
No, I just like grunting a little bit. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like those tennis, like the women tennis.
Because I'm actually afraid to make noise like around when there are people there.
Yeah.
Because I'm lifting the weight. I'm just like.
You're right.
I just want to go. Yeah.
Yeah, I know how you
turn some people on a little bit.
No, I get it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I have a couple that I'm just going to go off the fucking top right here. Falling off the treadmill. I think it builds character. Here's my thing. Stop doing the treadmill, but when I first really got in the gym, especially after high school, because I didn't have my school gym at my disposal anymore, went to LVAC, and I was never a big running guy out of college or out of high school, but I wanted to be. So I started like running on the treadmill. And here's the thing. I'm a bigger guy. So first things first with the treadmill, all you can hear is doof, 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 because I'm heavy footed. I'm not
going to lie. Do you ever get that where you step on the treadmill and like it kind of like shifts, like pauses a little bit?
Yeah.
That's why I never
Well, that's what ended up happening. So I was running and I did a right foot too much and I slipped and then I held onto the railing like this and then I just fell off. And, you know, the great thing about it is that I know a lot of people saw me. Here's my thing. When shit like this happens, yes, it builds character, but don't come and ask me if I'm okay. Like, that's like rubbing salt on the wound. You know what I mean? Don't ask me if I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Not because you're not.
You would know if I'm good. I'm probably in excruciating pain right
coordination
now.
Coordination shit.
But like, don't embarrass me even more, because you know what I mean? Like, I can take, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, okay, obviously I fell. This is a social thing. Like, people saw me. But don't have, you know, the fucking gym attendant, whatever, come up and be like, hey, are you okay?
Right.
I seem pretty tough, because then my face turns red and shit like that. Like, my ass already hurts. I probably broke my tailbone. Like, just, yeah, I'm good. So
I've had it before. I haven't fell on the treadmill, but the stair climber.
Oof.
I've done it like I missed a step and just fucked up my whole flow, and I ended up like, you know, on my knees on the fucking stair climber and it's still going. And I'm like, stop.
Yeah, there you go.
Not fun. I mean, the shins hurt, but it's all good.
These are all character builders to me. Yeah. See some hairy balls and you fall at the treadmill. Like, these are what you need to happen when you go to the gym.
I think that just builds a rage.
Yep.
Next up is, it could happen to you, but I don't lift weight if I don't have a spotter like that, but seeing people not being able to get up the weight, especially on bench, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a guy just sit there with the weight on his chest. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm just put this up for you.
Yeah.
Like, and they have the clips on. They can't, like, tip it over.
Right.
Let me just get it up for you. Or for me, or even, like, being asked to be someone, like, hey, you want to spot me?
Yeah.
Knowing, like, they're benching, like, fucking 400-something pounds. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm over there fucking, and I'm not strong, but I do look like I'm in the fucking gym. I look pretty good, like, strong guy. I'm not. Yeah. I could barely put up 225 right now.
That's okay.
So I'm gonna get there.
You're benching 225 right now?
I could barely get it up right now.
Like benched or like squat?
Bench.
Nice.
Squat's a different story. Squat, you can throw that shit off your back, but.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad that you talked about the spotting thing, because I actually have a spotting story.
Yeah.
That was on my Mount Rushmore about this. Mm-hmm. So I went to the gym probably like 3-4 weeks ago, and this was at the time where I was going super late at night. So I'm going there super
late. How late?
I'd probably say 10, which is nice because there's not a lot of people there. So the good thing about that is the gym that I go to, they don't really have a whole lot of open weight. It's like a lot of machines and shit like that, which is okay. I mean, some people like that. I like free weights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going, and this guy, I'm working on bench. It was a chest day for me, and a guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, do you mind spotting me? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Come up to him. He's like, okay, I just need a lift off.
Mm.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And he had 315 up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was quite a bit of weight. And I could pick it up, but it was like hurting me to pick it up.
Right, right. It was awkward because like your balls are in their face.
Oh, yeah. And I love that. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're sniffing my sweat balls right now. Like, I know, like.
It's like, anyways. It should be like the fucking pneumonia.
Right.
You know,
What is that, chlamydia?
Yeah. Okay. It's dripping.
Gonorrhea in my mouth. So I'm helping this guy, and I'm, you know, I lift it up, and I look back, and he does it, and he barely does it. So I help, like, I don't help him, but I rack it for him. Like,
okay,
so
he
lifts
it
all the way up, and then I rack it for him.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting a thank you. Like, I'm expecting, like, hey, man, like, thanks. That was a good set. Like, I'm done. No, this motherfucker goes up and goes, hey, man, I just asked you to lift it up for me. That's all.
How old is this dude?
Oh, dude, probably 40s, 50s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I thought that was going to be the end of it, right? This could be the end of the story. You thought. Fucking go back and do my set. Then he comes up, and this motherfucker starts doing 335 now, adds 210s. It's like, shit, all right. And he does it again, and I'm sitting there, and he goes, all right, man, just a lift off. So I lifted off for him like I'm supposed to, and this time the bar's like tilting to the right.
Oh,
like
yeah.
And so as like a humanitarian person that I am, could have fucking helped him out. He's struggling awful right now.
You know, he's an old head, though. He's
an old head.
Let me fucking push through it.
And so he gets up after I rack it, and he goes, hey, do you have a problem with instructions?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, excuse me? And he goes, all I wanted you to do was lift it up. And I look at him, I was like, buddy, you can't lift this weight.
That's what you said.
I was like, you can't lift this weight. You struggled.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to tell me. And I was like, no, the bar just did.
Damn.
And
there's a certain angle we have to help.
Yeah, and he was just like, you know how fucking some people get when they're fucking.
Back in my fucking day.
Yeah, and he's looking at me as I'm doing 185, and he's just like, It is what it is. But that was a liftoff story that I had. But one that I wanted to say is I love when you go in there and there's two roid heads and they're fighting over a machine, because that happened to me last week where it was like actually funny. And the thing is the thing about steroids is that, you know, obviously it fucks up these hormones. I saw a grown-ass man like cry over a machine to like one of the workers at the gym, and he's all like, I was here and I was getting set, and the guy's like,
and the guy's fucking absolutely jacked.
Yeah, dude, fucking massive, like like The Rock and a Hulk made a baby type shit, and he's crying over that shit. So I'd say my next nominee for Mount Rushmore is the roided guys that are crying. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen somebody roided up in a gym.
Oh, it's awesome. LVAC, you want to go there? Even the women are roided up. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they try to hit on you, too. It's fucking great.
That's hot.
Yeah.
One more is getting, like, compliments, but it's never from the opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe if you're a guy coming to a girl, maybe, but it just doesn't happen. It's always, like, an older guy, like, coming up to you. He's like, and they always say, you play football? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from a recruiter. I remember one time I was in the gym lifting. I was squatting some weight. It was like 185 to 25 for like reps, like for 10.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, ass to grass, how you're supposed to. And I see some guy come up and he has a prosthetic leg. And he's like sitting on the bench. He's like watching me squat the whole time. He comes up. He's like, hey, man. He's like, you're a pretty big guy. You're getting very low. He's like, that's super good. He's like, you know, I'm a recruiter. I was like, oh, really? Like, really? I was like, you play football? And I was like, nah. I was like, nah, I don't play no more. I'm in high school. He's like, well, listen, he's like, you know, I used to, he said he used to be a trainer at Bishop Gorman, like, wow, weight conditioning, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's like, yeah, I sent a few guys to the league. He's like, I think we can get you like a JUCO. I was like, I'm just here to work out. Like, I was like, I'm in UNLV right now. I'm just doing my business major. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Plenty of dudes behind me, bud.
He's like, you know, I got this leg.
Yeah, like, Vietnam.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So my last one, and I obviously have some honorable mentions because I always do, but the last one is like going into the gym and farting. Here's my thing.
Where do you fart?
Well, anywhere I go. So I'll start walking and I'll be crop dusting. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
I'm marking my territory.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how to get a
swamp
what's
bass.
It called?
Like
a
swamp bass.
With that, but you know how to get like a squat rack to yourself? Start farting.
Just start shitting yourself.
Start farting, because I'm telling you what, someone comes over there like, oh, what the fuck is that? You think they're going to go do squats?
Right, right.
They got to breathe into that shit. Big part of the going to the gym is breathing. And if you start, you know,
inhaling all that fart.
If you have that nice, like, fresh, rotten egg farts, you're going to be left alone. You're going to be left alone. You'll be A-okay. And I'm just saying, fart yeah, yeah. At the gym. Mark your territory.
Let her rip, for sure.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Crop dust if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mark your territory. That's how you know you're an alpha. That's how you know you're an alpha. Honorable mention. The sauna is always an interesting place. Like, if you ever go to the sauna, if a gym has a sauna, you're going to find some weird characters in there. You got to be a different breed to go in the sauna. It sucks. But usually there's the guy that's like wearing like a Speedo in there, or not wearing clothes at all.
You know what? I think that not wearing
or
clothes at all.
Ladies.
Oh, not wearing clothes at all is the way to go. Now,
yeah, well,
you know, my dad is the one who lets the balls hang. Yeah, you get the towel, let the balls hang, right? And we was at a gym sauna, and some guy came in there in full fucking gym gear with headphones in, like fucking doing jumping jacks.
Yes.
Like, dot, dot, dot. My dad, like, he walks out and he's like, you come in with your stinky fucking tennis shoes in my fucking sauna. Like, I'm like, chill, bro.
There's a guy that, I'm telling you, there'll be a guy in there doing like a full fucking P90X workout
in there. My sauna, yeah.
And taking up room and shit like that. Like, I'm just trying to sit down.
He brings fucking free weights in there.
Yeah, like.
Squat rack.
Yeah. Then I have the people that like try to do a pyramid scheme inside the gym, which is always happens. It's happened to me like 4 times.
You've tried this creatine?
Be like, hey man, you're a good looking kid. Come here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I come work out all the time.
And then we're in a fucking, those like, fucking shoelace t-shirt.
Yeah.
The tank top.
And then my last one is like, here's my thing. I'm not here to talk about people's swag or anything at the gym, but don't, like, I get mad when people wear Vans in the gym.
I see a lot of weightlifters, like, not weightlifters, but, like, people who are just trying to get bulk. They just do that because, I don't even know.
Yeah.
They're not running. They're just lifting weights, so.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it's probably, you know, it's probably good for, like, grip and shit like that. Because flat I know that, foot. Yeah, I don't fucking know. But I don't know why. It's just, my dad used to always, like, tell me when I'm growing up, like, if you're going to run, like, you wear tennis shoes. If you're going to go to the gym, you wear tennis shoes. Like, if you're going out to a nice dinner, you're going to wear, like, dress shoes and shit. Like, I don't know. Just kind of like my personal preference and stuff like that. And then I love going in, like, at LVAC where the sauna is also, like, the swimming lanes and shit like that. And it's just funny to see, like, the synchronized dancers and shit in there, like, practicing their whole fucking routine, and they're probably 75 years old and up. Mm. It's just good. But that's my Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a few honorable mentions. I don't even know if some of my last one. One is, and this happens to me almost every time I go, and he's there. I don't even know. There's, like, one guy there every fucking day who is just, like, the old guy there in, you know, fucking Under Armour gear, the gloves for lifting,
yeah,
the towel, the headphones, and he's, like, super old, too. Walks around, like, with the fucking chest out, and he's just, like, one machine for, like, two reps, and he just walks around, like, for another 10 minutes, not doing shit.
Yeah.
And then it comes back to a different machine, like, just does it for a second, goes on, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's there before I came, and I'm there for, like, an hour and a half or so, and then he's there after. You know, it's...
Guy lives in the gym.
Gym rat.
Yeah, you know, I love those guys that, like, take, like, 12 fucking pieces of equipment to one station and just get it fucking in. Like, I'm talking, like, quadruple sets and shit like that. I love a guy that, like, gets down after he does bench press and then does, like, push-ups and then sit-ups and starts screaming. You know what I mean? Ah! Like, I love that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we want to motivate some more.
It does.
Well, he's getting his money's worth.
He's getting fucking hard. So I love it.
Right. All right. Well, shit. I love the gym. You see me in there more often. Same thing with you.
Yeah, the gym's good. As much as I was making fun of people right now, if you're going into, you know, better yourself and shit like that, I love it. I love the grind. So good for you people that
If you don't want to make fun of, if you don't want to be made fun of, go to Planet Fitness.
Yeah, go to Lifetime.
Right. All right. So here's another little questionnaire we got here. This is an intriguing one. Involves some critical thinking here.
It does.
So you're meeting your girl's father for the first time. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're in the car. You got to get in his car with your girl. He hands you the aux cord. It's your responsibility to play music.
Right.
What you playing? What song are you playing first?
I want to hear you first because you're the one in the relationship, so I want to hear it.
All right. Well, okay.
I put you on the spot?
Yeah. I was supposed to go first.
So you didn't know what your song was?
No, I know my song.
Do you want me to go first, though? You want me to just lube it up for you?
Nah, I'll start off.
Go ahead. Just go in. Raw. Right.
So this one, man. This is a statement. Like, you have to come in with dominance. With the father, you can't look weak. Like, because the father was always going to play that, like, tough guy card on you. Like, oh, what you do with my daughter? I'm going to be like, no, like, this is my girl now.
This is my bitch.
Right? So, I'm playing...
I'm kidding.
Freak No More by Migos.
She don't want to be a freak no more.
And it's going to be... the line where I'm going to turn it up to fucking max is... Your daughter be seeing brothers. In and out.
Brothers.
You're kissing your daughter, got dick in your mouth.
Oh,
I know she's a freak, and I don't have a doubt. It's just, you know, more along the lines of that. But, you know, just so he knows, I'm going to wink at him when the line comes out. You know, son, you got a dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Mine.
Well, you know, this is an interesting question because there's a whole lot of rules of thought that go into this.
True.
And I'm not talking about THOT.
Okay.
Body. Talking about the thoughts that come into this. So I have a couple questions, or I have a couple songs that I could play, like Chief Keef, That's That Shit I Don't Like.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So he knows I'm not playing.
Right. You're about that life, too.
I also was going to play, you know, the line where it's all, let me just play it again so people know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just going to get straight into it.
When you play it, hold it like a little bit away from the mic, though.
So it's not, you know. Oh, wait, that's the wrong song. Hold up. But just know that, like, you know, I did think about this quite a bit.
I was here when you was thinking about it.
get right there.
So I was thinking about using that song. It's called Alley Boombayé.
Just in case that the audio didn't catch it, you gotta repeat the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you mad cause your daughter fuck with me on spring break? Well, I'm a fucker till her spring's break. So I was thinking about it. I was like, would I want to do that like Alley Rock? And then I thought, well, that's easy. It's called a shotgun straight to your face and you're gonna get killed. So I thought of something that's like, more of like, setting the mood. I'm a good guy. So I'm going to play some Bob Seger. Great setting in the mood. Like, you can't go wrong with Bob Seger. And I was going to do Night Moves because that's one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
But, like, me and him aren't boys.
Not yet.
We're not boys yet.
Yeah,
I'm fucking his daughter. I'm taking her out. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm pretty sure he knows.
So what I'm going to play, old time rock and roll.
That's always a classic.
It's an easy one. Like, it's like an icebreaker. And he'll be like, how do you know this? I'm like, how do you know this? I grew up with Bob Seger. Knowing I damn well I didn't. But, it's just like a nice little icebreaker, stuff like that. I'm not going to get killed with Bob Seger. Right. I play Chief Keef, I play the game. I'm going to fuck your daughters till her spring break. I'm probably going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably get poisoned. There's not a lot of up there. You talk about the alpha shit,
Right.
I gotta do some brown tipping a little bit, I got to kiss some ass.
No, I feel you on that one. And, my previous one, I know my girl's listening. Let's not take it literally. I know her father. I met her father. Let's just say in retrospect, and this was my song before, but I need to spice it up a little bit. Just to throw off the people. In reality, father drives a truck. So I know for a fact, country. Like, you see that truck lifted a little bit? Country.
Hey, sir, how you doing? How does some tobacco sound?
Just start.
Yeah,
we're coming at him with the chew. But you in there? He's like, I'll play a song for me. Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. You know what I'm saying? A woman doesn't love his beer with his truck.
Train track, or you could have played that one too. But you're just
true. Well, any country song would be slapping. Well, you gotta be so heartless?
Yeah. The I don't know, the new age countries. I don't know if that's the best way, because they'll be like, this is not the real country that I grew up in.
What's
that
fucking old time road?
Yeah. Well, there's just a lot of rules of thoughts, and there's probably a good thing that I'm not in a relationship right now. Probably a good thing, because if I played,
fucking till the spring's break, baby.
Yeah, doesn't sound pretty good for me.
I mean, playing it in front of the mom, different story.
Mom. Yeah.
Because you could play that in front of the mom. She'd be like, what is this?
You guys listen to this?
Right.
What does he mean when he says this?
Right.
What metaphor are we referring to? Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now I think we should move on to our dumbass of the week. Brought to you by nothing.
These nuts.
Right. Since I went first last time for Sabo, I think you should start off our dumbasses. Yeah, I only got one this week,
Yeah, my dumbass of the weeks are brand new coaches in the NFL.
There's a lot of them,
but yeah. The reason being is like their press conferences were horrendous. Their opening statements as a new head coach, Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions, and then it's sad that I don't even know his name. He was like my offense coordinator. Offense coordinator for the Colts is now the I know him as Nick. His first name is Nick, but he's now the Eagles coach. Like they just had. Like very awkward interviews, like their opening interviews and stuff like that, or not interviews, but press conferences, which just begs the questions like, what are these GMs and owners looking for when they're doing the interviews? Because you would think that you probably want a coach that can speak a little bit differently. Like Dan Campbell is talking about how he's gonna bite kneecaps off of their opponents and shit like that. And then my offensive coordinator, who's now the head coach for the Eagles, was all like, yeah, so we're going to methodically move the ball and do this because we're going to be smart players. And then smart players do – and like kept on saying smart players. I was like, buddy.
The fucking teammates, the players are going to hear that at least 30 times a day.
Yeah, so
– let's be smart players.
Right. So I just say they're kind of my dumbasses. It's like if you're going to nail an interview really well with
– what you got to do is
– but you can't do it in front of other people. You're struggling.
Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
The Dallas owner?
Jerry Jones is downstairs. Jerry Jones,
Robert Kraft. Oh, that's Robert fucking Kraft Patriots.
New England's, yeah. He likes those tuggies.
No, Jerry Jones is just going to spend the night at his house. and you're set for life. Yeah,
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you say to Jerry Jones is like, I will do anything.
Yeah.
Anything. We should have a camera if he's... Yeah, I'll do anything to get this coaching job.
I love this job.
Yeah, I love the Cowboys.
Yeah, football, funny. My dumbass of the week is, I don't even know his name, but he's a man from New Mexico. And, you know, it comes to a point, I'm going to ask you a question really quick. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been or said anything into a fast food place if they fucked up your order, like slightly?
No.
Chipotle, like, they didn't give you sour cream, you asked for sour cream? Are you going to be, oh, well, I asked for sour cream.
No.
Right, you just move on. Like, yeah. If someone made a mistake, it's okay. Like, what if you're in their shoes, you know?
Yeah. The only time I'd probably ever say some shit like that is, like...
If I get the completely wrong meal.
No, not even that.
I would.
Like, if there was, like, an abundance of like, hair in there.
Uh-huh.
Or, like... It's just inedible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it's to the point where I literally can't eat it, then that's when I'll say something. But I, even if it's, like, the shitty... I've had some shitty meals. I'm not going to front. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just move kinda, on.
Yeah. I feel you on that. But he was arrested because he pulled a gun at a McDonald's worker. Because they forgot, they didn't put any cheese on his burger.
Yeah, well, it's always a practical idea to pull out a gun.
Why is it always at McDonald's?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why does it have to be pulled at McDonald's? Let's see.
If it's not that, it's usually a, you know, like a Waffle House or something like that that they'll pull out again.
True, true, true. Late at night, too. It has to be. Well, he was obviously charged with aggravated assault. But I do want to hear the employees. Like, I know he didn't just fucking pull them. They didn't have cheese. The employee had to do something with it. They must have said, well, you didn't look like you need cheese. And the motherfuckers like, say what? You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't like look like you need this fucking life.
Right. You look like you need this bullet. So that's my dumbass of the week, man. Just if you didn't get cheese in your burger, go to fucking a fucking grocery store and buy some cheese.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. That, you know, if you're ever getting to the point where you feel like you're really upset at fast food, I think that you should reevaluate your standards and be like, I'm at fast foods. Maybe I shouldn't go to fast food. I don't know.
Right, right, right.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe the cheese cost him extra.
It's true.
Who knows?
50 cents.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking on that topic of getting angry and shit, this is a closing topic of the episode. Like, I've wanted to fade you a couple times, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little petty arguments. I'm just wanna beat someone's ass, like your ass, whatever. But what does it take for you to fade someone? Let's say it's a random stranger. What does it take for you to fade, like square up, get in their face?
If you would have asked me that question like a couple years ago, I would have been like, oh, I'll never duck a fade. I'll whatever you want me to do, I'll fade.
Shut your ass.
And then I realized that who the fuck do I think I am?
Yeah, yeah.
I look at that person a couple years ago with complete embarrassment, but sometimes you just have to learn. Sometimes you have to learn to get your ass fucking beat and shut the fuck up. I'd say the only time that, like, right now you could literally fade me, unless it's like a friendly fade, because I do believe in that shit. Like, I do believe that sometimes, like, words, especially with men, like, sometimes words in your friend group don't work, and sometimes you need to solve it physically. Yeah. It's just a part about being a man. And as long as you can look that person in the eye and shake their hand after your friend, you're solid.
Yeah.
If it's a complete random person, I'd say the only time that I would really need to fade is if I felt that myself or my family or any of my loved ones were in danger, that I needed to use my fists.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can't get through to this person anymore and I can't, like, you know, I just can't convince them to not do something. Because, like, a lot of people will be like, you bring up my mama, that's your ass. Like, yo mama jokes to me are fucking funny. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've ever had, like, good ones, but I'm just saying, like, I don't get that offended as much. But like I said, a couple years ago, I'd been like, you say something about my girl, that's your ass.
Right. Words are different, but actions, if someone touches a girl in a way, even if she's okay, it's just, that's not okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Someone grabs her, slaps her on the ass and whatever, grabs her and she just doesn't like it. It's just, you gotta solve it in a physical manner. Or like, same thing with family. If someone gets really disrespectful to the point where it's like they're over here yelling and getting in our face, well, I'm sorry sir, if my words aren't stop it, preventing you from going back into whatever, to your normal state.
Yeah.
My fist will, you know. And it's not because I'm like an angry person, but sometimes words don't solve anything.
No, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the best way to look at it. I mean, it's like you said, words don't solve, you know, sometimes you need to get your ass beat to understand, hey, this isn't too far. When it comes to the girl stuff, though, I used to be that guy that was like, if you disrespect my girl in any way, best believe. And then I just realized,
I think you're still going to be like that once you do find a girl.
No, I've just matured. I've matured in the way that, like, if someone touches my girl inappropriately and they expect my girl to do something about it, then we have an issue in our relationship and we have an issue on why, like, where we stand. So I don't believe in just going in and handing out free ass whoopings anymore. I just don't. It needs to be something way more deeper than that. Like, for example, my girl cheated on me. I'm not fighting the dude.
Right. That's not your fault.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I'm just not that person anymore. And I think that just, like I said, I've been reading and shit like that. And I don't need to prove to anyone that I'm a bad motherfucker. The baddest motherfuckers are the ones that shut their mouth.
No, and it takes a strong, bigger person to not do anything.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm saying in a situation like what you're explaining with your girl and stuff like that, it wouldn't be like I could just turn my cheek and not doing anything about it, but yeah. I would really hope that I didn't get into a physical manner, because then that just puts your girl in a weird predicament.
Girls don't want you to fight.
Exactly. Yeah. And it ruins that shit, and then it just causes a whole lot of other issues. I think the best thing to do is just to, you know, obviously say something because it's disrespectful, but leave yourself from that situation.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember like a time where you were close? Because I haven't, ever since our friendship started, I don't think either of us have been in a fight
with anyone. Well, I mean, I've said I was, what's the tipping edge? If you call me fucking Nesquik the Rabbit, that was like the first fight I got in. I've been in some, like,
I'm talking, well, fights, I'm talking about like you're close. Like if the guy said one more word.
Like a guy who's been on the show, Jesse. Jesse and I fought at my house.
Actually, that's just going to call a fight, yeah.
Well, it was like a friendly though.
I mean, I guess.
He was late to a thing that he said
he wasn't supposed to be. You wanted to hurt him, though.
Huh?
You wanted to hurt him, though.
It's not that I wanted to hurt him, but, he was going to... He felt it, for sure. Yeah. And I felt some of his shit, too.
Like a little big brother type shit.
It was just a misunderstanding, and it wasn't really so much a misunderstanding. I mean, we were just being fucking idiots, and he, what's it called, was late to something. I got pissed off, because I think that your word is your bond, and... I guess I was provoking something, and then so he threw something, and then we just got it out of our systems. And that's what I'm saying. Like, after that, you can shake someone up and be like, all right, we good?
Yeah.
All right, we're good. Shit like that. So I have been in a physical altercation. It's not something I'm necessarily proud of, but as in with the random person, yes, I just don't feel comfortable divulging it on the pod, just because it has something to do with someone who's been on the show. And there's other variables that go into it, but
yeah.
I was close, but it wasn't for anything like crazy. No, crazy.
I feel you.
And I'm glad that I haven't been in a situation though where I felt like I needed to fight. Because I'm gonna be real, I know some people, like I said, I was this person 2 years ago where not that I was looking for fights, but I wouldn't be afraid. I think that you should be afraid to fight. I think that like that should be a last resort type thing.
Yeah.
And that's how you really know you can push yourself. It's you and me. Like, it's one of us are getting out of here type shit. And that's how I view it now. So, like, I just really try to avoid those situations. Try to mature. Mm-hmm. What about you?
You know, there's times where I've wanted to fade you. Friendly, of course.
Talk about it. Let's do some therapy on you. Let's talk about it.
There's nothing, like, right now. I think I'm a moment. But there's times where I'm like, you don't talk to me. And I'm like, I'm an overthinker. So, I'm like...
Yeah.
What is this motherfucker capping about? Like, why is he talking all this? Like,
sure.
This guy's not talking. This guy's saying, he said this, he left me. And I'm like, okay, this dude wants to fade. You know, so I'm like, and sometimes I was like, I need to slap him to a fuck till he gets, you know, into a pulp or some shit.
Sure.
But in reality, I'm not going to do that.
No.
But there's like a little, you know, because we're brothers, I'm just like, grit your teeth a little bit. Okay, Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's how you are with me like that too sometimes. I know, I can see it, but...
But that's how you just know. Usually when you get to that shit like that, if you're willing to fight like a friend, that should be one of your best buds. Because if you're, the way that I look at it is, if I can walk away from the situation, I can walk away from you in life. Not like a bond, like a relation, like a binding relationship, but the way that I see it is if like I'm willing to fight you, it's because you're one of my best friends and we're gonna have to work through this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if any other person that like it's just a friend, I'd just be like, bitch, fuck you, like you're nothing, you know what I mean, and walk away and then go about my life. But if it's like one of my best friends and we need to fight, then we need to fight.
I agree. And I don't think we're gonna be, well, we do have a fight coming up, but
yeah,
that's friendly, come on now. Or is
it for charity?
Or is it
the promo, you'll find out on the YouTubes.
No, and then there's one other time where I was a little intoxicated off a few substances, and I was feeling myself, and we were all vibing, and we were outside. We were going to go somewhere. We had our DD going to drive us, and we were all just fucking around outside, like shadow boxing. And I accidentally, like, full-on swung on this guy and jawed him.
And you clipped him.
Yeah, and I was, like, swinging. Like, I swung with, like, my fist was sideways. It wasn't like I hit him with my knuckles. I hit him with like my where my thumb is. Like, clapped him, and I'm like, I stopped, and he like stopped, looked at me. He gave me like a solid stare, and I was like, I had like a oh shit face. I was like, oh, like I'm gonna have to fight right now. Like, there's no way out of here. Like, he's gonna come swinging. I'm not gonna just take it. And he's all like, I can fight you, bro. He's like, I know you're fucked up. He's like, I'm fucked up too. I was like, all right, we'll leave it at that. But there's moments like that where I'm like, shit, might happen.
We talked about it on my on the episode with Junior. Listen to that episode for sure.
Great episode.
But, you know, sometimes that alcohol does do some shit to you. I wasn't an angry drunk, but, like, I was just fucking around. And then when you start horsing around too much and you get that, like, you get that adrenaline as a guy, like, you just kind of have to stop. But as we're fighting, I think I just kind of matured out of it. I think I got to a point where I was like, I don't need to prove anyone. And I think that when I was fighting as a high school kid, and granted, I went to a fucking private high school, had the cream of the crop shit. So, like, I don't want to portray myself as someone that I'm not. But, you know, in high school, I did do some shit that I regret. And I look back at some of those fights with just pure embarrassment about it, because a lot of what that was insecurity about myself and trying to prove to someone else, whether it was girls, whether it was my boys, that I'm some tough kid. And the moment that you really have to, like, play yourself out like that in front of people is the moment that you've lost, and those people really don't give a shit about you. And you know what I mean? Like, you're just a figure in their story that they can tell. And that's why I kind of stopped. And now as I'm becoming a man, I realize, well, shit, if I get in a fight, motherfucker, I could go to jail.
Yeah,
like I could go to jail. And is that 2 seconds of fame of, oh man, you beat that kid's ass, worth me going to jail and then that being on my record and shit like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the variables I take into it.
Mm-hmm. I've also thought about, like, what if I'm in public and I see some wrongdoing on another man's part with a child or a woman?
Yeah,
a complete total stranger, a woman, I don't know her,
right?
And I see something going on, I won't hesitate to run over there and help.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's absolutely. Like and I think that's, there are examples when you need to use your hands.
Yeah.
When you need to do it. And here's my thing. I look at, you know, a lot of violence that's been going on, especially in our state. I was talking with my dad, actually, and he was explaining to me how there's, like, a lot of violence going on. You always have your hands first. To these people, I've seen some kids that want to be hard and pull out guns and shit like that. You always have your fists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would much rather someone fight and slug it out than fucking try to shoot at each other.
You ever heard of Street Beefs?
Yeah.
That whole program. Go check it out on YouTube. But there's dead ass, like, if you have a problem in the street, they put you in a ring and you guys box it out, MMA fight it out.
Yeah.
After that, shake hands and you're over with.
Exactly. And get it. And I think that as growing up, like, I'll teach my... I wish that I knew a little bit more of how to protect myself, because I got my shit, like, run a little bit, and having that constant ring in your ears and shit like that, it doesn't feel good.
Nah.
But it wakes you up, and I think that it's important to know how to defend yourself, but you don't go out looking for trouble, you know what I mean? But I like your example. If someone was actually in need and you needed to use your hands, absolutely, I think that's a necessary time to do it. But as for, like, fighting just random people, I've kind of got out of that stage. Like I said, because the way that I was doing it, I was just trying to be someone that I wasn't, and I was just insecure.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very insecure person.
Well, you know, the only fight I'm looking forward is our fight.
Sure, man. Yeah, and I think that will help a small group of people that we can with it. You know what I mean? It'll be a friendly fade, competitive, of course, you know, we're doing it for a good cause.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you guys, the listeners, of course, for staying tuned all the way to the end here. I'm going to end this episode off on a good note, you know, for the Super Bowl coming up. Hope you guys have fun. Stay safe. You know, we're going to be having fun. Go Bucks. We'll see you guys next week, and thank you for listening.